Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's up, Goofy Goobers? Welcome to another episode of First Impressions, a kind of funny Let's Play series where we play the newest and hottest games coming out and talk about our first impressions of them. I'm Barrett Courtney, and today I am going to be playing and talking about SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated, one of my most anticipated games out in 2020, possibly one of the biggest releases this year, if I do say so myself. As some of you may know, I grew up a huge SpongeBob fan. I was kind of the target audience when the show originally came out. So I grew up in the prime time of SpongeBob SquarePants, and I have a lot of fond memories of playing Battle for Bikini Bottom when it originally came out on the PS2. And it's such a fun game. And if you know me, I really love 3D platformers, collectathons. I'm a big Donkey Kong 64 fan, so that's I feel like the kind of Nintendo, like a more like a general equivalent that we can compare this to for people who aren't familiar with SpongeBob SquarePants and Battle for Bikini Bottom. So the day that you guys are watching this, which I believe is Monday morning, the game is out for everybody tomorrow, Tuesday, which is very, very exciting. So today we're going to jump into one of the earlier levels in Battle for Bikini Bottom. In this save, I've already cleared out some of the first couple of levels, so we're going to jump into Goo Lagoon. But before we get to that, I just want to talk a little bit about kind of my first impressions going through some of the levels again, getting my hands on this game for the first time in quite a while. Like I remember playing the last time I played it even just a little bit, I think was like back in high school. A friend of mine in high school happened to have it, and we played like for a couple hours, and that was like the last time I really touched it. So a lot of my memories of this game are still from when I was playing it as a kid, and kind of my big takeaway from this game is that it's exactly as I remember it, for better and for worse. Of course, it was a PS2 era game, 3D platformer, collectathon type of thing, and so it brings me back to some of those great childhood memories, and it has all of that classic SpongeBob humor that you know and love. But as a game, like playing it now in 2020, like it is a very pretty game, and we'll show off just how pretty it is in just a second. But it does. It, like, nothing feels like majorly improved to make it feel like a game that is out in 2020. It definitely feels exactly how I remember it feeling back in the mid-2000s. I think this came out in 2003. And so that comes with its ups and downs. Like, I'm having a lot of fun going through, getting all these shiny objects, collecting all the golden spatula, finding Patrick's dirty socks to get for Patrick. But there are some, like, control things every once in a while. Like, none of the characters move at, like, as fast as I want them to move. There's some weird physics stuff that I'll run into every once in a while that just, like, it breaks my brain sometimes, but then I have to, like, kind of bring myself back to the PS2 era, where it's like, all right, yeah, I guess this is how, like, a certain jump would work over, like, a rickety bridge and stuff like that. So it comes with its ups and downs, but overall, I am enjoying my time with it a lot. I love SpongeBob. I'm very excited to play through this game in its entirety. Fun fact, I don't think I've actually ever beaten this game. I have memories of playing the final boss. I don't want to spoil anything, but slight spoilers. It's a giant robot that you have to fight. But I don't actually ever remember beating that final boss. So I'm excited to actually go back to it in my adult age, where I think I'm a better video gamer and actually beat it for the first time. So let's just jump in to some SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom. And here we've kind of got, this is our pause menu, where we, and I don't remember if this was a feature of the original game, but like, let's say I've gone to Downtown Bikini Bottom and Jellyfish Field so far, and I've collected all the golden spatulas in Jellyfish Fields. But let's say if I knew where one was, like if I had found the location of golden spatula, but I didn't collect it, it would be silver. Actually, there might be a better example over here. Yeah, here we go, in downtown Bikini Bottom. I could go back here. I need to come back with the cruise bubble. And instead of having to like go through the actual game and travel all the way there, I can just immediately travel to that Golden Spatula area to collect it, which it's actually pretty cool. I don't remember if that was if there was like a fast travel feature in the original game, but it's nice to have nowadays, especially with that platinum trophy to look forward to, which I will say I think really only involves 100%ing of the game. So if you're looking to get a good ol' platinum trophy for Battle for Bikini Bottom, I think it looks to be very doable, and the fast travel system does look pretty will help a lot with that. So let's get into Goo Lagoon. Have not played this level yet, so I'm excited to kind of jump in, but I have played enough to know how everything controls and all that stuff, but I'm sure we'll still be introduced to some gameplay mechanics here. Goo Lagoon. Now, and the other thing here is that we'll see here too is like there's a lot of pop in. Again, there's a lot of still like the PS2 jank, which is very charming if you played this originally. I can't say for anybody who has who hasn't played the game before if they want to pick this up now it'll be as charming, but it brings me back to those days of sitting in my basement and playing this on the PS2. Oh, we got this guy just chilling out, just dancing. Look at him grooving at Goo Lagoon. And shout out to like all the voice acting. Like it's pretty much all the same voice cast with like the narrator, SpongeBob, Patrick, Sandy. The one standout is Mr. Krabs. The original voice actor for Mr. Krabs did not return for this game. And I actually don't remember if it was the actual voice actor for Mr. Krabs in the original game. It's been too long. This robot is called a Monsoon. Watch out for his lightning attack. Uh-oh. We better watch out, but he's floating around and stuff. But we can just take him out with our good old jump attack there. And so we're breaking some tikis right now. Tikis are essentially like a box or crates in Crash Bandicoot. You got some like basic wooden ones that you can break for shiny objects, and you'll use shiny objects to buy some golden spatulas, which the best equivalent that I can come up with to golden spatulas is like golden bananas in Donkey Kong 64. You want to collect them because you'll need a certain amount of them to get to new areas, all that stuff. Oh, here we go. Oh, Larry.
Well, you do
What's
look
up,
a little red.
Barnacles.
Because he's
that
a lobster.
Darn robot.
Get it?
Robot?
Yeah. A big robot stole everybody's sunscreen.
Oh, no.
Those devious
Everyone
robots.
Will burn, and then they'll get all itchy and peel.
Exactly. You can't spend a day at the beach without sunscreen. That sun is way too hot. That robot is out on the island. Nobody can get to him. SpongeBob, maybe you can use those sun reflectors to point the sun's rays on that robot. If you hit one of the buttons on the side of a lifeguard tower, the reflector will turn. Connect all the towers and the light will shoot right out of the big reflector on the island. Then all you have to do is swim out to the island and turn the big reflector onto the robot. I'll stay here and protect the babes.
But I can't swim.
So that's a fun example, and I feel like that's the most like handholdy the game has gotten for me so far. Of like, all right, you have an objective, what like how do you need to do it? And like Larry just straight up tells you what to do, and it's one of those like little things that reminds you of like, yes, this is a kid's game. It's a fun kid's game though. But the other thing I kind of want to mention, and we got like an exploding tiki, again similar to Crash Bandicoot with the Crash Bandicoot exploding boxes. If you actually hit it with your bubble blower, it'll explode right away and hit you. And you don't want that to happen. But talking to Larry there, there's no like automatic, like you can't turn on like an automatic like VO thing. Like you actually have to press X every single time when a character finishes. If a character has a very long line, the subtitles will get broken up, but they won't like continue on with what they're saying. Like you have to actually press X every single time. And it's little stuff like that. I actually remember that from the original game. Like that was something you had to do in the original game. So we're gonna go and get all of the sunscreen. Uh-oh. Well, that's not where we want to point it. Where is it? It's coming from this guy, right? So we want to turn it this way. Ah, there we go. So now we have it pointing there. Okay. And so it's just like little things like that of like the weird, that's not like really jankiness, but like the decisions there, I would have figured they would have wanted to update that for something like a remaster here. Oh yeah, we got this quiet boy. Let's sneak up on him. Let's sneak up. Boom. And so it's just like little things like that. And I know that's like a very recent thing of dealing with subtitles, like with Persona 5 Royal, where they added being able to have the dialogue naturally go on and not have to press X every single time a line is finished. So you'd think for a 2020 remaster, they would like update little things like that, but apparently not. And so that is one of the examples of why this game is the exact same game as you may remember it back from the early 2000s. So yeah, a lot of this game is silly, fun little tasks like getting sunscreen for people at Goo Lagoon. In the first level, you have to get some King Jellyfish jelly to cure Squidward of his jellyfish stings. And right here, if you don't know, this is another fast travel thing within levels themselves. We have this cardboard box, like an imagination box. If we find the other one, we can kind of quickly go back and forth. So that's where... Okay, so let's see. Yeah, I think this objective actually isn't too long. It doesn't take too long. So let's go here. And there we go, there we go. Okay. So, I think... I'm trying to figure out how do we even get over there. Oh, we probably have to go through a lot of the rest of the level to be able to get to that final island. But... we have pointed the light to that final lifeguard post. So when we get to the end of the level, we can easily take out that robot and get back some sunscreen for Larry. And there's also like weird little things gameplay-wise that like feel a little different now. SpongeBob's bubble blower feels like it hits like way harder than it originally did, which is like a little off-putting, just like in the feeling of the controller. That's just me though. And another thing to point out is like a lot of the dialogue in here is like repeated a lot of the times. Like SpongeBob's joke about the Sponginator gets repeated a lot. So again, it's one of those like PS2 era things where it's like when you were playing this as a kid, right, you probably didn't notice little things like that. It's just like, all right, cool, whatever. They're just saying it over and over again. But it sometimes does get a little old. Now, before we move on, actually, I think we're going to change this Patrick and see what Patrick has to do up here. So, of course, yes, we can play as SpongeBob, Patrick, and Sandy in this adventure. They all have, like, their different abilities that we can use to traverse throughout the levels. Like one of Patrick's main things that you can do, you can pick up fruit and then throw them at things. So there we go. Oh, here we go. Now we have a timer to get over here. Let's see where this ends up for us. Oh man. Oh, here we got some pro platforming stuff going on right here. I forgot that we can still double jump as Patrick. He doesn't look like someone who could double jump, but he can. Let me go over here. Oh man, oh they're spinning around. Oh man. Oh, we just made it. We just made it. Oh, here we go. We're unlocking one of Patrick's dirty socks that we can collect. And if we get... oh, I don't think I made that. No! I failed. I'm not as good at 3D platformers as I thought I was. And another thing that's interesting is, like, this doesn't feel like a game that, like, needs such a long loading screen whenever you die, and it's kind of frustrating. Because whenever you die, it does take a lot for it to, like, kind of load back in. It's not, like, egregious, but it is one of those just like, all right, I'll look at my phone for a little bit. Just, like, little things like that... I find very interesting, like, why does it need such a long load time? Maybe there will be a patch. I'm playing this before day one, so maybe there's a day one patch that fixes little things like that. But with my experience, that's been one of the standout things as well, of, like, the loading times on this game. All right, attempt number two. Let's try to get Patrick's sock. Why are they dirty? Who knows? Because you never see him wearing socks. I'll just say. What's he doing with these socks? Oh god, this one's spinning around. Oh man. Oh no! Oh! Alright, well, I'm moving on. But one of the things that's really cool is that, like, the environment, this is such a pretty game, and it's so cool to see the original game kind of, like, I know this is, like, a pretentious thing to say, but, like, fully realized on the PS4. Like, it is, like, a ridiculously pretty game.
I don't know, Mrs. Puff. It looks like
it's cool to see these environments on, like, a current-gen system. And not just, like, look at, like, YouTube videos. And, like, when you go back and look at the original game, it's, like, you can tell, like, yeah, that's a PS2-era game.
Bubble bash all the balloons, then come see me for a reward.
Oh, we got a reward from Mrs. Puff here. So yeah, you'll run into a bunch of characters you know from the shows, and they'll give you a little task. Like, that wasn't our first time running. Ooh, pardon me. Our first time running into Mrs. Puff, so they'll we'll see a lot of familiar faces to give us good old quests. All right, so we got to save all these dumb little kids who are stuck on balloons. Why'd they order these many balloons? They're laughing and stuff, so they seem to be having a fun time. So, is it even worth, like, spending our time trying to save them? So yeah, we have a bunch of different robots to defeat throughout the game, all with, like, their different types of abilities and different designs that require us to use our different techniques as all of the characters. Oh man, I was so close to getting that kid. We gotta use our bubble stomp here to be able to take down that purple. I think that's called the G-Love unit? I forget. Oh, these start sinking. Alright, well, I guess what I'll do for now is destroy the duplicator, which will spawn enemies around here. Oh, we're so close! Yeah, there we go. Expert timing. Let's get some more shiny objects. Oh, and let's get this sock. We abandoned one sock earlier, but we made it up by finding another sock. Feeling good about that. Now, one of the things I do appreciate about playing this as an adult, like, as a kid playing this, I would just, like, try to, like, barrel my way through and not try to get everything. But since I've grown as a video gamer, I have wanted to, playing through this, I want to try to get everything, not just for the Platinum Trophy, but just because, like, that's how my brain works, playing video games now. So, like, getting things like shiny objects, like, feels really fun to do. I had in my save earlier, I think I had something ridiculous, like 7,000 shiny objects. I don't think I ever remember doing that when I was playing as a kid. All right, we only have one more kid to find. Speaking of kids, we have one more to find. I'm trying to see if we can find them anywhere going around here. Oh, there he is. Last one, so we can complete this quest from Mrs. Puff. We gotta do some expert platforming here. Ooh, that one's sinking a little bit. Oh, they're all sinking, I think. Oh, there we go. All kids are rescued. Let's go. And it takes us right back to Mrs. Puff. That's very convenient. Some nice little level design thinking there, you know? And they all got shot back over here, and they're all dizzy.
You've saved the children. Here's a golden spatula as a reward.
There we go. Nice. Oh, we got a super spatula seeker right here. Popping trophies left and right, you know? See, I forget how many golden spatulas there are. I think there's 100. I could be wrong, though. So, of course, plenty of collectibles to get throughout this game. And like I said earlier, you use golden spatulas to get to new levels and new areas in the main section of the game.
I can't swim.
Oh. Okay. I wasn't paying attention. That was on me. I fell right into the goo lagoon. Ooh. We got these, like, toy... What are these enemies? Oh, man. Ugh. Are they kind of like beach toys, I guess? But why are they evil? I don't like this. Here we go. Like I mentioned earlier, we got this cardboard box. And with our imagination, we get to the back to where we were earlier. So now we can just kind of go back and forth now, which is convenient. Let's see what we got going on here. Oh, that was a close one. Oh, and we got another dirty sock. Nice.
SpongeBob, I heard that you were collecting golden spatulas.
Yeah, we're collecting golden spatulas. What's up, Bubble
yes,
Buddy?
Yes, Bubble Buddy, I am. Have you seen one?
Why, yes. We were having a sandcastle contest, and somebody put a golden spatula on the top.
Oh, nice.
If I had a castle, I'd name it Fort Pattytown the Third. And Fort Pattytown the Third would have a big bake sale every Monday.
And there's just something kind of cool about seeing it. It feels like old SpongeBob, right? But like all of the like new art assets and stuff for the remaster, remake, whatever you want to call it, rehydrated. It does give a little bit of the new SpongeBob animation vibes, which I don't hate for
what the
art style of this
that
game
should
is.
Be easy to reach.
Well, perhaps you should see for yourself.
Alright, let's see. Let's see for ourselves how hard it'll be to get up to this castle. We got some buttons to press. Classic 3D platformer stuff to do here. Oh yeah, I think we gotta do this in a certain amount of time, which is real fun. Real fun. Oh man, okay. Oh no. I don't think we're gonna make it. I don't think we're gonna make it. Oh no. Oh, there we go. Okay. We're doing okay. Now, one of the things I wanted to try to do with today's first impressions was play one of the big robot boss fights, which I guess we can't replay. You can like visit. I did the first one, which was Sandy Cheeks. And I thought you could go back and replay those boss fights, but apparently not. It was a little disappointing. So I don't have any convenient boss fights to really show off today. But the reason I wanted to bring that up is just like, you know, like fighting the basic enemies, whatever. It's sometimes there's a lot going on at once, so it gets a little difficult. But like difficulty-wise, of like going through. Okay, there's this guy with a hammer. It's a big thing of ham that he uses as a hammer. Good joke. Like, not super difficult, right? But I will say, like, it was really fun to go through the Sandy Cheeks mecha bot boss fight. Because there's a lot going on. A little, like, you feel a little stressed out. You feel like a little challenge there, which I do appreciate about going back to the boss fights here. Is that they do present a little bit of a challenge. All right, here we go. And we got to the top. Nice. So we're navigating through these sea caves. Still got the groovy music going on, which I appreciate. Alright. Oh, that was close. That was real close. Oh, man. Where did they fall from? Right here. Okay. What do we got going on right here? Oh, missed it. Oh, missed it again. Oh, there we go. And there's like little stuff every once in a while. Like I can control the camera pretty well. In this level. Oh, see, there's the golden spatula. We gotta figure out how to take down these, big pointy guys. But, like, sometimes, like, you won't be able to control the camera, and it does, like, kind of a fixed camera thing every once in a while. Again, it just, like, some, like, choices from back in the day of the PS2, right? Which, again, for a remake, you would think that they would want to update some of those decisions. To make it just feel a little better playing in 2020. With, like, what so many 3D platformers have, like, tried to improve upon throughout the years, right? Alright, so that's where I think we started from. I could be wrong. Yeah, that's where we started from. So let's go up here. Ooh, oh man. That was scary. Oh, there we go. Looks like he just got a rough angle on him. There we go. All right. Easy, y'all. We're just like making our way through. So here we go. This might be something fun to do with Patrick right here. Oh man, Wackatiki. Here we go. Yeah, this is gonna be fun. So let's see what we get out of this. Is that it? Oh, nope. There we go. One more. Another sock. Heck yeah. Socking it up.
Oh, goody, another one.
I think there's like a total. Oh, we got a hidden golden spatula down there. We got to figure out where there's a. See, there's a frozen fruit that we can use to freeze the goo, because, of course, SpongeBob and... I don't think any of your characters actually can swim in this game. So we got to find some frozen fruit to freeze the goo so Patrick can travel around. Of course, Patrick's the only one who can use fruit. So that's got to be a Patrick spatula that we go after. I'm going to go on here. Teacup Madness. Yeah, it is. Oh, my gosh, this is madness. Oh, we're getting injured by them. I don't like these teacups. Not a fan. I think we can get in one, right? Yeah. Look at him. Look at him just having the time of his life. Felt like he did that just for me. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I did need to do it as SpongeBob. Yeah, there we go. Another golden spatula. Nice. Oh, God. I'm getting a little... I love and hate that you can see his little... SpongeBob bubble butt going on with his underwear all. Oh god, yeah, and this is another thing where like the bungee jumping seems like a cool idea, but when in action it feels. I remember also hating the bungee jumping when I originally played it as a kid, and it just feels the same exact way. Unfortunately, there we go. It was worth it. It was worth it for the golden spatula. Let's see. Is there anywhere I can, like, conveniently jump down to? Oh, nice! Some expert moves right there. That's some, like, speedrunner moves right there. To change back to Patrick, because I think we do still need him for the rest of the level. Here's, like, a little thing. Like, I do appreciate that they're, I think, like, where you can change characters are all in the same positions, but, like, I wish... For a modern era, I wish we could, like, switch back and forth between characters, like, in an instant. Because it doesn't feel like there's anything that, like, any specific reason, like, why you, like, shouldn't be able to do that. Like, I don't think that, like, really breaks the game or level design in any sort of way. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I haven't thought about it well enough. All right, here we go. We're going to slide around as Patrick.
Ooh,
heck yeah.
Everyone.
We do some good old surfing. Ooh. I got a little too close to those guys. Ooh. Oh. Oh, God. Gotta be a little more careful. Because you can get close to them while you slide around. Oh, just missed those guys. Just missed them. I guess we didn't really need Patrick for that.
That's much better.
But yeah, SpongeBob, like, slides around in his tongue. Oh, where am I supposed to go, then? This is weird. Oh, here we go.
Smoothies.
That just brought me. I realized that just brought me back to where I started. Oh, here we go. And now we're gonna use Patrick to get all the way back to the beach. Whoa! As we just chill out to some more. Oh, I guess the music doesn't continue through the loading screens. I should have known that. All right, here we go. Oh, a nice little jumping pad, I think, to... Now we can go back and forth between this end area and the beginning area, so we don't have to go all the way through the level in case we want to come back here, which is nice. So here we go. And smash... Or actually, maybe let's not smash this guy just yet. Is there anything on top of here? Ooh, I think we might have some secret things. Nope. Never mind. all right. Let's see. Is this going to where we want it to go? There it is. Nice. We did it. We saved the sunscreen for everybody at the beach. I think we just need to go back to Larry. So let's see. Let's see if we get our good old golden spatula. And we go right back to Larry.
Congratulations, SpongeBob. You're king of the beach.
Oh, we're king of the beach?
Have a golden spatula.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know Larry was a fan of waves. Well, there we go. Good old golden spatula. Now, that was some SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. It's coming out. If you're watching this today, of course, it's coming out tomorrow. For PS4, Xbox One, Switch, maybe PC, I think. I'm not too sure. Don't hold me to that if it's not true. But anyway, very excited to play through it all, of course. Again, this is I've been championing this game for a very long time before even like it was announced THQ Nordic was partnering with Nickelodeon to do a bunch of Nickelodeon games. I've absolutely adored this game, and I love it very much. Like, yes, it has some of its ups and downs, but being a SpongeBob fan, being a fan of this game, I absolutely adore it, and I can't wait to play through the entire thing over again and probably beat it for the very first time, because again, I can't remember if I actually beat that final boss or not. So I guess the only question that's left is if I would recommend it for you to pick up and play. I think if you're a fan of 3D collectathon platformers like myself, again, another favorite game of mine is Donkey Kong 64. If you're a fan of those types of games, I think this does kind of scratch that itch a little bit. If you're trying to play something fun and lighthearted, if you've never played this game before and you're a fan of SpongeBob, I recommend checking it out. And even if you're not a fan of SpongeBob, but if you have kids who are into SpongeBob who might like a video game like this, I highly recommend they play it. And that's something exciting as well. It's like the thing about another generation of SpongeBob fan to get to try this game out, since it's not just locked to the original consoles that it originally came out on. So that was today's first impressions of SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. If you want more SpongeBob content from us at Kinda Funny, of course you can check out my reaction video from last year when the remake got announced, my mind was absolutely blown and I got super hyped. And if you're watching this video the day it comes out, you can follow me on twitch.tv/sadboybarrett, where I will be playing through this entire game this Wednesday and Friday, both at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to join me and my journey in playing this game in its entirety, I'm actually going to restart the game and go through the first couple of levels again, just because I think it'll be a fun time. Definitely check me out there. So of course, thank you all so much again for hanging out with me today, playing some SpongeBob SquarePants, and until next time, keep on goofing.